Welcome to the Lacrolo Crop Trip Proposals Call this Wednesday, April 9th, 2014, at 2200 hours. In attendance are Juan Manuel Rojas, Alberto Soto, Sylvia Herlane, Jose Arce, Humberto Carrasco, Fatima Compranero, Dev Anand Teluksing. Staff are Gisela Gruber, Sylvia Vivanco, Errol Liang, and Susie Johnson. May I please remind you to please state your name before speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but also to allow the interpreters to identify you on the other language channel. Also, please speak at a reasonable speed to allow for accurate interpretation. Over to you, Dev.
Hi, this is Devanand Telaksing speaking. I'd like to thank everyone for being on this call. And if it's okay with everyone, I would like to chair the call. And the call is related to just to clarify the details behind the proposed Lacrolo travel request that wants to be filed under the Community Regional Outreach Pilot Program. Okay, and I would like to just, again, to clarify, well, to just to question and to clarify the concerns raised with these proposals, since there have been so many changes to these proposals. Okay, so just so, I see Jose Arce has to get me dialed in, but while I do that, let me just quickly give an overview for the crop program, and this is especially for the new persons, Humberto, and perhaps Fatima and Sylvia, who may not have been fully aware of the program. Just to briefly say that the idea behind the crop program is that it's the Community Regional Outreach Pilot Program, in which each of the five relos can apply for funding up to five regional outreach trips, up to 3 days and two nights, and before the end of June 30th, 2014. So the process that has been established by the at large is to that all the requests have to be submitted to a crop review team and at least 8 weeks before the proposed travel takes place. And the travel request also needs to follow the terms and obligations as established by ICANN and those by the ALAC. And that document is in the Adobe Connect room there. Okay, so the terms and obligations is that, well, the key things is that travel requests, let me just start off from the beginning. So each relo has five allocations. Before June 30th, 2014, that means the travel has to conclude before that time. It has to originate and conclude within the same region. The travel request has to be consistent with any regional engagement strategy or ICANN's overall mission. A single outreach event can be attended by multiple persons, but each traveler is counted as using one of the Valo's travel allocations. The travel requests have to include an alternate traveler that would be able to go in case the proposed traveler is unable to go at the last minute. The funding is limited only to the transportation, the client from the airport, lodging, and a per diem, but it's only up to 3 days, two nights only per traveler. There are no fees, there's no funding for what they call meeting logistics, visa fees to enter the country, conference fees, etc. There's no funding for that. And also, if approved, the travelers must prepare a post-event trip assessment within 3 weeks after the return date, which describes how the original purpose and outcomes were realized. And this will be a, well, a firewood I can as part of the crop program. So I'll just stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? So, okay, I'm not seeing anyone raising their hand. Okay. So so now that we've done the overview of the crop program, I want to just now review the proposed event in Haiti. And I'm going to post a link to what was the proposed event in Haiti in the chat. Let me see if I if that was the right one. I'm just making sure. Yes, it is. Right. Ah, Jose Arce, I see your hand is raised. Please go ahead.
Hello, this is Jose Arce. Thank you very much, Dev, for giving me the floor. So you said that we, the I would like to ask if the per diem is should be considered for these trips. And my second question is, or I would like to know who I should contact in the staff, perhaps Ijani. I thought he was going to be connected. I don't know if there is any other person who will be in charge of this. I had the opportunity to speak with Rodrigo de la Parra in Singapore, and I would like to know the contact in the staff.
Okay.
And I knew some of them were going to participate, so I would like to know if it is necessary or if it was necessary that they participated, or I would like to get feedback about this.
Okay. Thank you, Jose. Well, to answer the question regarding the per diem, I can constituency travel, and well, I can. We'll set the per diem. They have ratings for they have rankings and particular pay levels for the per diem in particular countries. So, depending on what country was the travel or the event was to take place, a particular per diem will be assigned by the constituency travel. But again, covering only the 3 days, two nights for any proposed travel. So it's really constituency travel that would, and they have a chart that is published with, as part of their meeting reports and in part of the ICANN travel. I don't have the document in my hand, but it is there, and it's somewhere on the ICANN's website, I'm sure. I hope that answers your question. It's not really at large that persons in at large that sets the per diem. It's going to be ICANN that would assign it. Okay, I hope that answers the question. Sylvia, please go ahead. Maybe
this is Sylvia Ivanko speaking. I would like to answer to Jose's question regarding why Dijani and Rodrigo have not participated in the conference. Well, I arranged this call in combination with all of you, and the idea is to discuss the different proposals of Black Rallo at an internal level, that is to say, among us. And once we have all the pending items or the pending topics clarified, then we could move forward to the following stage, and this is the regional stage. So this is something, if you will, something internal, something informal among ourselves, the members of Black Rallo and the staff, to clarify certain details regarding their proposal. That's why those participants are not here in this call today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. Just looking to see if there's any further comments or questions. So, okay. Now, Alberto, you proposed these outreach trips to Haiti and the Dominican Republic. And I'm just trying to look at the schedule for the for these events, because I'm seeing through the various submissions and the changes and so forth, the date has shifted quite a bit. And I'm want to get some clarity, especially because when I look at the websites for these organizations, I don't really see any details as to, you know, the role of, you know, the event is, the title of the event is ICANN and the final users of the Internet. But I mean, I don't really see any information on the Haitian Association for the Promotion of ICT for Haiti. So, would you? I see Alberto. Please, can you please take the floor and just explain what exactly is the event that will be happening? Alberto, you have the floor.
Alberto Soto, thank you very much, Deb. Deb, this is the case. They are not going to publish anything until we are certain that the event will be carried out. They will not announce something that will be not carried out. In fact, they are trying to approach different organizations so that these organizations may attend. I started this as a first proposal. This was just one trip. I think I started, if I'm not wrong, on March the 12th. I filled in the form with only one project, and I got the following answer. They told me that it had to be two trips. The answer was on March the 18th. After that, I have the three proposals with one person, and they told me that two people could attend. Then I submit the forms again, and the final day, they told me that they have contacted Jose and that they were going to allow only one project or trip. That's why, since we do not have any concrete information regarding whether this event will be carried out or not, nothing can be published. They are working and organizing everything and preparing all the things to be launched. But today, if we decide today that this is going to be carried out, well, there will be no problem to publish in their corresponding websites and perhaps in the websites of other organizations involved in all these events. If we do that, well, that information will be published. Anyway, the event will consist of a presentation. Sorry, first of all, it is probable that there are more than one event in each of the places. I was being requested for two or three events in Dominican Republic, and this is due to different internal reasons. So I think there will be no problem, because at least one of these events, which was oriented to the students of a university, the university was willing to provide all the logistics to carry out the presentation. So each of these events consists of a presentation with an agenda or schedule that was already sent, and I believe that is contained in the crop form or template. So this is just the beginning, with an introduction regarding an information system. This is introducing a basic level from the concept of a personal computer until the information system of a company, networks, the function of Internet, domain names, IP addresses. We mentioned IPv4 and IPv6, how addresses work. That is the introduction. Based on that, we deal with all the concepts of ICANN, regional, or sectors or geographical regions, the concepts of ICANN, the different railroads, and the concept of an ALS. This is being prepared, if I'm not wrong, And I think that today I have circulated that information. There is a presentation in a previous presentation in PowerPoint based on the first item, and now we're forming a working group that will be dealing with the rest of the topics, because these topics should be ready by next week. I don't know if this answers your question, Des.
Well, thanks. This is Dave. Thanks, Alberto. Well, it raises some questions in my mind, but I see Sylvia has put her hand up. Sylvia, please go ahead.
Sylvia speaking. Thank you very much, Dev, and thank you, Alberto, for this explanation. If I may, I would like to ask you some questions to have a better understanding of this topic. When you say the event, according to what you are saying, this is a type or kind of training regarding ICANN and ALSs at large and the RALOs. This is something that you are planning to deliver to different people and organizations in both countries. Is that right? I mean, there is no academic event that you are attending as guests. Right? So the event is not being organized if you are not attending, right? Is that right? This is Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, that's right. Because Haiti is the country with least internet penetration. So we were discussing with people in Haiti, and they were asking for or needing such an event. They do not have events of this kind where a training on our part is within an event. And if that would be possible, the impact would not be the same. So that's why it was more interesting to generate a specific event to deal with those topics, and we would be able to gather more collaboration and attendees as well. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, so I'm now understanding the idea. Thank you very much for the clarification. So, Dave, if you allow me, because we're discussing with a crop issue, I think it is interesting to know exactly who will be the recipients of these training courses. I mean, if they are physical people, institutions, public institutions, private institutions, organizations, and to have a kind of list, if you will, where we can identify who will be the recipients of these training, who will be the potential attendees or people who might become part of at large or to the RALOs. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Alberto Soto speaking, for the record. In the forum, I think it was in the last forum that we submitted, there are two organizations. I can send you the two organizations, the names of the two organizations from Haiti, and the two organizations, I'm sorry, but I don't have the material right now before me. I think these are two private NGOs in the Dominican Republic. One is a state organization that will be providing or funding or providing all the logistics. So this is for one of the events. On the other hand, we have a university from Dominican Republic delivering a presentation for the students of that university. But since we do not have the exact date and the certainty that this will be carried out, there is another institution in the Dominican Republic with exactly the same objective. That is a private institute. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Alberto, for your reply. So this is Silvia speaking. My question to that would be, I think that part of the requirements for the crop, it would be important to request a list of the possible attendees or the possible recipients of these trainings and that will be delivered by the two travelers. So I think I will write this as an action item so that we can have that information as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Sylvia. This is Dave speaking. I fully concur that. I think that the list of persons that are attending would, it needs to be included with the report with this travel proposal. But this is Dave again. I do now have some more follow-up questions now, Alberto. So the thing is, it doesn't seem to be very clear as to what will happen on the first day and what will happen on the second day or even the third day. And I'm wondering, I think the lack of a schedule the questions have been raised on by the crop review team as to, well, where's the event information about it, because there doesn't seem to be any information. Now, you're saying that they are not going to organize the event unless the travel is approved. But at the same time, I think there need to be some better documentation rather than, there needs to be some better documentation as to the schedule of what is going to be presented. What you've talked about is like a very broad type of topics, So that's my first question. So my first question, do you think that we can really put together a proper schedule of what will happen on the first day and on the second day in terms of the topics and the presentations? So that's my first question. Alberto, you can reply.
Alberto speaking. Thank you, Deb. Yes, we have a schedule. Actually, we have already distributed in our mailing list. I can send it to you via email as soon as we finish this call. For the first and the second day, what we are going to do is exactly, I don't know how to call this, the same seminar, the same event will be repeated. At least that is what we have determined for the Dominican Republic. And the same would apply to Haiti. But in Haiti, we were going to do this in just one location, and then the decision was being made whether a second location would be used. So perhaps we can have one event only in Haiti and two or three that are scheduled, because I don't want to be off budget. So if you tell me that we have to make a decision, we would determine to have just one event in Haiti where we already have selected a location, where we already have a postal address, and then two locations or two venues in the Dominican Republic. We would decide that way. If we would have to have another event and this is not part of the schedule, that would not be a problem because the travelers will be able to deliver those events. But as I understand, we need to make some decisions in order to get the approval, right?
This is Dave. Yes, some clarity on this is appreciated, yes. So this is Dave again. So I'm thinking what needs to happen would be that if this draft schedule can be put together, it can then be posted on these organizations in Haiti and in the Dominican Republic so that it can be linked in the trip proposal. Okay? Because it's not very clear what is going to happen. For example, is it that we really need 2 days in each of these countries, for example, or 3 days. And we really do need to see a schedule because it doesn't make sense, for example, that you have the meetings on the first day and then nothing planned on the second day and third day. So I think it's very, very urgent that the schedule needs to be put up on these organizations' websites. Maybe it doesn't have to be a public location because it won't be announced publicly, but it needs to be in a location where everybody in the at large and an ICANN themselves can see what it is that's being done by the proposal. Fatima, I see your hand raised. Please go ahead.
Fatima speaking for the record. Thank you, Dev. There are several details that I am unaware of about the crop program because Alberto, Jose, and Javier Pachero, and Juan Manuel, and other people were dealing with this. So we tried to split the work. So I'm going to ask a few questions now that perhaps will give me some clarity. I understand that there are three venues confirmed already to have a meetings on three different days in the Dominican Republic. I would like Alberto to confirm whether this is correct. And if the person in Amparo Arango is involved, I also know a person who is working on the internet governance and gender issues. So I think that is also a very interesting scenario to explore. And perhaps that could also bring more people into LACRALO. And Amparo was chosen as a fellow for London. So I think that it would be an excellent opportunity to have an effective outreach in the Dominican Republic. And I also see that Haiti is quite complicated, and the logistics of the circuit between Haiti and Dominican Republic can be complicated. So my question is, what are the chances of just having a trip to the Dominican Republic for the time being, leaving Haiti aside for now, especially considering that Haiti has a lot of economic problems and has more urgent needs to attend to before looking at all these aspects related to the Internet. So this would be my proposal, because there have been many coming and going, a lot of ups and downs here, and so perhaps we can use the funds for something where we believe that we can have a true outcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Fatima. Alberto, before I go, I see Sylvia wants to raise her hand. So Sylvia, go first, and then Alberto can then respond. Sylvia, please go ahead.
Sylvia Herland, for the record. I just wanted to ask or make a comment on the following. I see that Alberto has made a lot of effort for a long time, and he has told us that he has two organizations based in Haiti and two in the Dominican Republic. So I think that we cannot miss the opportunity to visit both countries. I think that we need to find a way to go to both countries, because a lot of work has been done already in order to avoid wasting all the contacts that Alberto has established so far. Perhaps we could have three travelers chosen. So one person could attend the event in Haiti, or actually two people could go to Haiti, and one of those two people could also go with a third person to the Dominican Republic, mainly because of language reasons. So in Haiti, we know that we have somebody who speaks French, and or Jose Arce or myself or Natalia or Dev could accompany that person, and that person could go with another one to the Dominican Republic, someone who speaks Spanish fluently. So I think that we have to find the way to make sure that we visit both countries. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Sylvia. This is Dave. Well, I didn't really want to get into the point of
Alberto
how...
Alberto Soto speaking.
Okay. This is Dave. Just hold on one second.
There are two speakers speaking at the same time on both channels. Alberto Soto speaking. There were some persons who were in Peru in the middle of the... Janice has worked a lot, but she was in Peru in a place with no internet connection. And in the Dominican Republic, we had this lady present. Concretely, we have two meetings, one in Santo Domingo and one in Port-au-Prince. And it is highly likely that we could add a third location, and we can have 2 days trips. We would have actually 2 nights and 3 days or 2 days. We could have a seminar on one day, another seminar on a second day in Santo Domingo, and just 1 day meeting in Haiti if we decide to go ahead with Haiti. There is a lot of enthusiasm. A lot of people have contributed to this, so I think it is not such a good idea to cancel one.
Okay. This is Dave speaking. Thanks, Herbert. I did want to establish the speaking order properly, but... Okay, thanks for that. I do want to finish off the two things, the review of the event in Haiti and the review of the event in Dominican Republic before we go into the actual LACRALO outreach proposals to these events. So I just want to just clarify again, because to my mind there's still some question marks on this event in Haiti and in the Dominican Republic. My question is this, and I'm sorry, and then Alberto, I'll give you the floor after. But my question to Alberto is this. What I'm hearing in terms of the program is that, well, this seems to be a lot of capacity building exercise where I think you will need a lot of materials regarding ICANN, you know, what is domain names and so forth. And a lot of these materials are available electronically and so forth. My question is, what would be the success? It comes back down to the outcomes, the expected outcomes from going to these events. The events, because one of the suggested outcomes is that you will get possible organizations to join, to apply to ICANN at large, to become a member of, to become an accredited at-large structure and therefore be a part of LACRALO. My question to you is, based on the contacts you've already established and you in the Dominican Republic and in Haiti, do you truly believe, and given LACRALO's history and sometimes lack of consensus in accepting organizations that want to be at-large structures, do you think that I want to have is a measurable outcome. Do you think that you will have at least two organizations becoming at large structures? Or is it just, you know, we talked about ICANN and we gave out brochures and to me that doesn't seem to be strong enough. So Alberto, just think about that. I'm also seeing a cue now. So, Humberto, thanks for waiting patiently. You have the floor.
Humberto speaking. Go ahead, Humberto. Humberto speaking. Thank you, Silvia. I'm going to be really candid here. I knew a lot about the project, and there were a couple of emails that were exchanged, but I see that there was opposition to Haiti without rationale or without sound reasons. So I would like to understand why there was opposition initially. And I want to be really honest. Haiti is the poorest country in Latin America. And this is very clear to me because Chile has sent the armed forces to Haiti, and they have been there for years in order to keep things in order there publicly. So we have a certain level of knowledge about the situation in Haiti. So I think that trying to get an ALS from Haiti to join Lagrallo would be really beneficial, because if we don't incorporate them in our structures, then they will continue to go down the path. So my suggestion perhaps is it is extremely necessary to have a French-speaking person traveling to Haiti. We know that Philip perhaps doesn't have as much knowledge as other participants within Lagrallo, but I think that Dev should go to Haiti in order to make up for that deficit. So in that way, we could help a country that really needs to participate in this kind of event. And at the same time, we would be able to meet the goals pursued by Lagrallo. Just saying no, for the sake of saying no, is not an option, I think. Fatima has just asked me why I defend Philip. Fatima, I don't care who goes. It has to be a French-speaking person. Because perhaps in other cases we used English and we had translators, but when you want to keep on talking with people, they cannot speak Spanish and I cannot speak French, so perhaps it doesn't have to be Philip, but it has to be somebody who speaks French, because what matters at the end of the day is to have effective outreach here. So as a member of Lagrallo, I'm always aware. I don't even know Philip in person, but if there is somebody else who speaks French, that person could also go. That is why I say that Deb should also go, because he's a person who knows a lot about Lagrallo.
Okay, thank you very much, Alberto. I now see the queue. Humberto, your hand is now down. Is it that you don't want to speak anymore?
Yes. Alberto speaking.
No, this is Dave. Humberto Carrasco. Your hand was raised earlier. Is it that you want to do you want to speak now, or you're okay now? You don't need to speak.
Humberto Soto speaking. I do want to take the floor now.
Okay. Humberto, since your hand was raised earlier, please take the floor.
Humberto speaking. I have already spoken, so I think that somebody else should be given the floor now.
Oh, this is Dave. Okay. Well, I guess it was a misunderstanding on this channel. I thought it was Alberto speaking earlier. My apologies. Okay. Okay, with that in mind, I see Jose Arce and Fatima Campanero. Jose Arce, you have the floor.
Jose Arce speaking. I think that Alberto asked for the floor first. Excellent. Alberto defers the mic to me. I'm really concerned about what is going on here. because now it seems that there is a concern by the crop team about having all these reasons. And I expressed them in an email to share them with everyone, and nobody, absolutely nobody, answered my email when I said that it was important to discuss and to debate in the region what should be the profile of the traveler who would represent not only the interests of the Internet users, but also of ICANN. So if we don't have a clearly defined profile for the traveler, and I wrote this very clearly in the email, then we will be in deep waters here. So I think there was a lack of concern at that time by the region, and just the mere fact of speaking French would make a person capable of delivering a talk about ICANN's mission and vision and the Internet users and their participation inside ICANN. So my question to the list was the following. The mere fact of speaking a language makes a person capable of or adequate to stand up for or to represent the interests of ICANN. Nobody answered that question, so it seems that this person is just being chosen deliberately. So it seems that there are some hidden interests here, and I don't like that. So we need to reach consensus. If there is no consensus, then we will be in serious trouble. We will lose sight of the crop goals, and we will end up having a program with people traveling who are not the most suitable people to attend those events. So I think we need to clearly define the profile of these people. That would be all.
Okay, thank you, Jose Arce. This is Devanand speaking. Okay, I'm just trying to confirm the queue here. I see that Alberto, Fatima, and Susie, and I have to admit, I didn't see Susie earlier, so I apologize. So I'm going to ask Susie, and then Alberto, and then Fatima after. So Susie, because you were holding on so long, my apologies for that. I didn't see you because you were a part of the host. Could you please, you have to, Susie has the floor, and then Alberto, and then Fatima.
Susie Johnson, for the record. Thank you, Dev. I would just like to remind all participants to please state your name before you begin to speak. And also, if you have a question or a comment, please raise your hand so the chair can put you on the queue. Only one person at a time can speak. Otherwise, the interpreter or the record will not show appropriately. Thank you very much.
Okay, this is David Ans. Thank you, Susie. Okay, Alberto Soto, you have the floor.
Alberto speaking. Thank you, Dev. Fortunately, I took notes in order to not to forget anything. Yes, we want to use the material that already exists. We don't want to incur in any additional expenses producing any additional material. We just want to use what is already available inside LACRALO. The content of the material, the content of this event, is based on what already exists. As regards language, I asked the mailing list, and two people cropped up. One was Alejandro Pisanti, who said, or let me go back to the previous clarification. As I anticipated that there will be no French-speaking person in Haiti, I told the contact that perhaps we would have to use English, and he said that he assumed that there would be no problem, but that it would be much better if this could be done in French. So I sent a message to the mailing list, and Alejandro Pisanti answered, and he said, I would be able to do that. I could deliver a talk in French, although I'm not fully proficient in French, but and I know I can contact, but I will not be available for that time. We are talking about late May, early June. That is why the other person that seems to create so much discussion came into the scene. I think that we cannot rush it. On a Thursday or Friday, we had to define this. And so I was in a rush, and I had to make that kind of decisions. I was asked to provide information on that day. So with everything that has been done, Haiti cannot be left aside. So what I did was to assign Sylvia Herlin as the other traveler, knowing that that profile does not create any problem. But if there is somebody who speaks French and who knows a lot about technology, like this person could be, and we have Sylvia or Dev or any of us joining that person, I think that we would be much better than if we had to deliver the talk in English. So Sebastian Bachelet could also be an option. And if we had said Sebastian, nobody would think about any hidden interest, because there are no hidden interests at all. And I believe that all the people who work with me are extremely honest, and our only interest is to work in favor of the region as I'm doing it. So we cannot talk about a lack of honesty in this work team. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Alberto. I want to say something, but I'll give the floor to Fatima so that she, because her hand was raised, and then I'll speak. Fatima, please go ahead.
Fatima speaking. Thank you, Dev. This is Fatima for the record. I can't believe that we are having this discussion at this level, that we are defending a person who has no knowledge at all about ICANN and LACRALO. I don't know how we have gotten here. And as it usually happens, when an email is sent to the list, then the...
Uh-oh, hello? Interpreter? Susie?
Dev, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Let me see what happened. Everybody's wondering if Fatima dropped.
Oh.
Well, she was on Adobe.
I see.
Let me see.
So the interpreters are hearing me still?
Let me see. It says the Spanish interpreter DCD. Oh, no, they can't hear you either.
Oh, dear.
Oh, so they're not. They do not have audio.
Okay. Bloody hell. Okay.
So we don't have interpreters.
Yes.
Thank you. They're trying to connect.
Okay. Hope it's not going.
So it was the interpreters that we lost.
Okay.
Because Fatima says she's still on.
Okay.
We cannot connect to the Adigo Bridge.
This is Dave, Veronica, Sabrina, are you hearing me?
They are not connected. What does that mean? What does that mean? Oh, my goodness. I thought they weren't connected to the AC. Oh, they dropped too.
Oh, no. Oh, God, well, we might have a big problem now.
Oh, Alberto Soto's not happy. He just said, because of the type of discussions they're having, they didn't get much done.
Ah, well, darn it.
Says, lack of, no product, it wasn't productive.
Da-da-da-da-da. Veronica, Sabrina, can you hear us?
They said that the call is still connected, just that the interpreter is dropped.
So are the interpreter...
That doesn't make sense to me. Because, Adigo, can you call us back? Oh, I see. They're not in the same place. They're trying to call. It just rings. They're not answering. So Veronica is giving them their direct line. So Adigo can call. I think they're in Argentina, right? Veronica and Sabrina? Uh-huh. Yes, they are. 54 is the country code. Should I say please wait or have patience or something? Oh, you're typing. Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm trying to type it. I can't actually type it. Sessions. Close up, please. Sessions. PT. MDR.
Oh, Sylvia's having a heart attack now. She says, this is terrible. What's wrong? I'm like, I'm still agreeing at this. Yeah.
All right, well, let's give it a time limit here. I certainly hope they're not well. They're completely disconnected. They're not being heard on the Spanish channel or English channel, correct?
Correct. Yes, the interpreters are completely disconnected. So should I say you want to say it to me in English and I'll type it in Spanish and say it's a note from you?
Okay.
Should we give them 5 minutes or?
Yeah, let's give them five minutes to try to connect. Because I see Jose and Fatima wants to speak. So.
Oh, they're connecting now. Wait, it says connecting now. That's what Veronica is saying. Connecting now to the bridge now.
Okay.
Deb, can you hear me? This is Veronica, the interpreter.
Ah, Veronica.
I'm sorry for that. We dropped out of the blue. I'm trying to connect to the Spanish channel again. I'll let you know when I'm ready. Sorry for this.
No problem.
Veronica. Silvia, buenas tardes. Habla una de las intérpretes.
Okay. This is Dave. Can I hope I'm being connected. And thanks to the interpreters for connecting. Just to confirm, is everyone hearing me on the ES channel?
Yes.
Deb, this is Fatima speaking. May I continue?
Okay. This is Dave. Apologies for that disruption. Just to explain what happened, we lost the interpreters for the call for about 5-6 minutes. So. Hence the reason for this. So I know we're probably going to take 10 extra minutes. All right, and I see that Fatima was speaking. So Fatima, go ahead, and then Jose. So Fatima, go ahead.
This is Fatima speaking. Thank you very much, Dev. I was saying that we have been discussing on Spanish, you know, in the chat room, but I will just make a brief summary for them to be aware of this. The proposal is this, that the one to travel should be Sebastian Bachelet because he's the best person to defend the user interests, so he's the best representative. And according to our conversation in the chat, Alberto asked Silvia whether she could contact Sebastian to see if he could participate and attend this event. And some other things that we were discussing is that if we could have two teams going to Haiti and one team going to Haiti and one team going to the Dominican Republic. So we will have different travelers, Sebastian and Silvia traveling to Haiti and Jose and someone else, sorry, I don't remember the name, to travel to Dominican Republic. From my point of view, this would be the best option, that is to say, having two travelers traveling to the two cities, and we would solve somehow the issue of language or the language barrier regarding Haiti. Now, I would like to summarize something that I said before. My opposition, especially regarding Philip, is not only due to the person himself, but because he's not actively participating in the relu, and letting him go is to somehow to reward someone who does not participate. And what we are promoting here is a more active participation of the ELSs. That's why if we allow Philip to go, we are saying somehow that it doesn't matter if you are not participating. We are rewarding you with an event so that you can go on behalf of Lagrallo and I, or I can, and speak about that. That was my idea, or that was what I was trying to say. When it comes to what Alberto was saying, we are working with ICANN staff in a training course for Lagrallo, and that course was created with the material, only with the material available within ICANN, so there is no need to spend money on other materials. So this is at the disposal of any people traveling. Another proposal that I made on the chat is to request that at the same time that these face-to-face meetings are carried out, we can have a remote participation channel for the rest of the region, depending on the schedule and the time. We can be available on the chat to be to act as a backup and help those who are not able to participate in the face-to-face meeting and those who are participating remotely. And I would like to learn from these all these misunderstandings, and we have a lesson to learn. We need to learn and solve things inside before reacting or before speaking without knowing the context. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Fatima. This is Dave speaking. Jose, is it going to be a short comment? I hope so. Please, you have Jose Arce, you have the floor. But keep it brief, please.
Thank you very much, Dev. I will be very brief. This is Jose Arce for the record. Two topics. Regarding the members traveling, Sebastian Vachelet, well, I should say that we need to look for internal members. We have very skillful people inside the region. We have very well-trained people that are working. We couldn't even debate about the member who was going to attend, and we are choosing someone who is external to the region somehow. So I think that we need to keep on discussing about the member or the person who will travel. And when it comes to the proposals, well, I am not interested in traveling to any of these locations. So I would appreciate the fact of giving this opportunity to new people. Javier Payero is one of them, one of the members. He's a person who has been working very actively together with Fatima, Carlos Aguirre, and myself. He's very knowledgeable in terms of internet issues. He has written different papers. He has written blog publications. He's well aware of the functioning of our region, and I believe we need to give the opportunity to these interesting people.
Okay, thank you, Jose. Alberto, I see your hand raised, but I just want to say a few things here because we are going to running out of time here. First of all, thanks for all your inputs into this, and I'm grateful for this conference call, albeit for technical difficulties, because I think I really wanted to hear, all of us to have a dialogue about this because I think it has been helpful. I think one thing is very clear though. We really do need to have a more detailed aspect of what the schedule of events that could happen, the proposed events happening in Haiti and the Dominican Republic, though, because it's only then, once we see the schedule of events, then we could try to figure out match the persons that could probably go on behalf of Lagrallo to these events. So I think, Alberto, I think I saw it in the chat, that you're going to have that schedule sent. And so, secondly, and I'm just going to say quickly, because I know we were going aboard time here, I'm just going to ask for the indulgence of the interpreters for about 5 or 6 more minutes. I think we probably do need another conference call, and we do need to have it very soon. May I suggest Friday, this Friday, which is the 11th of April? Because I think we're going to need some discussion as to the persons here. And I'm looking at the chat, and I realize it's not. I don't think we're going to solve it in 3 minutes here. Friday, is Friday 11th of April okay? Okay, I see a tick from Sylvia Hulin. Any objections? I see Alberto Soto also saying yes. Okay, good. So I think the next call will be on Friday, the 11th. Shall we have it on the same time? I'm just looking at the chat for people to see. Well, I'll tell you what, a doodle will have to go out. I'll ask staff to send out a doodle for proper times for Friday. But I think we do need to have a call on Friday because I really want to sort out what we're going to do for these proposals. We will sort out these proposals by Monday. So, okay. Doodle either on Friday the 11th. Okay. And I tell you what, let's take some extra time here because and possibly schedule a conference call on the 14th. Okay. So doodle for either Friday the 11th of April or Monday the 14th. Okay. Because I know we have to book the interpretation, exactly. So the doodle should go out later tonight. And everybody should answer it quickly. Okay? Okay. Is the action item recorded? Yes. So doodle for 2 days will be sent out. Okay. All right. Now we can just go back now to the queue. I'm not going to end the call. So, again, brief interventions, people. So this is Dave. I see in the queue Jose Arce, Fatima Campanero, Alberto Soto. Jose Arce, you have the floor. And again, keep it short. Okay, Jose Arce is an old hand. Fatima, go ahead.
Fatima speaking. Thank you very much, Dave. I think it is not necessary to have another call among our staff. If Alberto is managing this program and we are now clear on the principles we want to work on, I think Alberto can go on with this work, and if he needs our help, we can discuss this by email. I mean, I don't think it is necessary to have a call and involve the staff. I mean, with all these principles that now are clear and while we wait for the answer of the people involved, we can move forward. Thank you.
Okay, this is Dave. I'm back in. I heard the gist of what Fatima was saying, but I'll take that into mind. It really depends on whether Alberto is able to deliver the materials regarding the details for these proposed events. Alberto, go ahead.
Alberto speaking. Thank you, Dev. I agree with Fatima. I think it would be too much of an effort to have another call. As regards the language, I cannot secure an outcome if we do not deliver the talk in French. That is why I accept Sebastian Bachelet because of the language skills and the profile. When I asked the question about whether it was possible to do it in English, the answer was well, if there is no other person, well, we can accept that. But it is much better to do it in French, so I think Sebastian is the right person for that. That would be all. Thank you.
Okay, this is Dave. Thank you, Alberto. But then, even if you want to ask Sebastian, first of all, he has a very busy schedule, so he'll need to know very good, clear details as to what it is he is coming to do. So again, it's critical that the actual schedule of topics being discussed and when needs to be laid out, needs to be documented. If that doesn't happen, then Sebastian really is, you know, I mean, he will want those details. I can, and so forth, wants these details. So it's very, very critical to get this the detailed schedule of what's going to happen on the proposed events. You know, what is going to happen in the Dominican Republic, what is going to happen in Haiti. And I think once we have that information, the discussion really then comes down to who can then best do it. I've heard the various scenarios there, but just to keep one thing in mind, there are only five travel slots. So mixing and merging, you know, is going to use up quite a bit of them for this proposed outreach trips. So I'm just looking at the chat. Okay. Well, I see there's a little bit of lack of consensus as to who the travelers will be. That's why I was suggesting having a second call. But I tell you what, let's take this offline. And Alberto, please send the proposed schedule of what you want to do in Dominican Republic and in Haiti. What are the topics being presented? Okay. Because that I think is very critical. Also, you mentioned a list of you give a list of some persons that who will receive these who will be attending the session. You need to indicate more. You know, how many persons? Is it 5 persons? 10 persons? 15 persons? These details need to be included in the proposals. Okay, Alberto, I see your hand raised. So. Go ahead, Alberto.
This is Alberto speaking. Thank you, Deb. Yes, in the chat room I said that I'm going to send all this information. I don't have the number of participants. I do have the number of organizations, the number of institutions. We won't be able to determine the number of actual participants, I mean people, until we get to that day when we see the turnout. But I think that will be all.
Okay, this is Dave. And I think, you know, Fatima made some good comments there regarding, you know, would there be remote participation options available so that other persons can be in the chat room? You know, those type of things, you know. So, again, it's really, to me, the details really do need to be ironed out here and documented, even if it's just a proposal. Okay? And obviously, the venues will determine the potential audience size and so forth. So at least those details need to happen. Okay. I know it's now 20 past the hour. Uh, I'm a little bit concerned about regarding having the second meeting. I do want to have the second meeting, if only just to make sure that we all understand it. So I am going to suggest that if you don't think we need the doodle, then say so when the doodle goes out. But I really do think that we need the doodle so that we can just, because once I submit this to the crop and to Janice and so forth, I don't want to pull it back anymore. I already had to do that, so, and I don't want to do it again. It makes us look, it doesn't make us look good. I want to get all the details worked out totally. Okay? So with that, the doodle should still go out for Friday or for Monday. So if persons can't make it for Friday, well, then we can have it on Monday. And we, again, look at the final proposal and make sure everybody understands. Okay? All right. Thank you all. I think, Alberto, I look forward to seeing the documentation. And I would like to thank the interpreters and staff. And this call is now adjourned. And thank you all for attending this call. This was absolutely needed.